This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Mike Cernovich is going to be co-hosting with us in the next hour, covering the waterfront, taking your phone calls. Got some really good news. Hillary and Pelosi and others are supposed to honcho stuff as the new Democratic Party leaders talk about more failure for the last failure. But first, I want to air another report on jihad breaking of its own weight with John Bowne. And then we'll come back. After we hear that John Bowne report, and we will talk to Mike Cernovich.
Roman God. French President Macron has declared he will govern France like Jupiter, the Roman king of the gods, shortly after officials told the media his thought process was too complex, close quote, for journalists to understand. This is the total mental illness insanity of the elites, literally saying, let them eat cake, as the Islamist Muslims pour in mass. Austria deploys military to Italian border as migrant crisis explodes. That's up on Infowars.com. Linking to AFP and the Associated Press. And Europe's cities, centers, sound the alarm that there aren't any Germans or French or anybody left. AFP. And then they're not welcome. It's no-go zones. Wow, you mean people that aren't white can act racist too? Oh, in fact, just as much so, or even more so, there's no Christian background?
To be a true Muslim, you have to believe in Islam as a religion and as a state. So it is impossible for someone to be a true Muslim and a true American at the same time. Because Muslims always look to live under Islamic Sharia, not under American Constitution. I am one of them. Trust me. I know him. I was very involved with my Muslim community for the first 10 years here in the United States. And I heard them a million times saying that we are here to eventually replace the American Constitution with Islamic Sharia.
60% believe Islam is incompatible with French society. Well, don't worry. Once you're brain damaged from enough vaccines, you won't care. Over 5,000 cases of female genital mutilation in England over the past year alone as they cut full-grown women's genitals off. But that's okay. It's Muslim. And Bill Gates finally says something I agree with. Bill Gates warns Angela Merkel's open-door migrant policy has left Europe at breaking point and calls on leaders to stem the flow from Africa. But he's been pushing this before, but he says it's going to cause a rebellion and that they're going to lose control. He's only saying that because they pushed too far. ISIS cornered in Mosul as Iraq prepares victory celebrations. That's right, Trump and our U.S. military, but his leadership, has almost smashed ISIS that Obama and the globalists created. Obama and NATO were behind the whole Arab Spring, the whole invasion force, all of it. Our military said, Assad, you want to go back to England, don't you? You weren't even raised here. Your dad was a dictator. You're trying to democratize. They've used that as a way to take over your country. Agree to leave and hold elections when we kick ISIS, Al-Qaeda out, and we will not help Al-Qaeda and ISIS take over. That was our military's compromise against Obama. And now we're here 5 years later, and it's time for Assad, he made that agreement, to begin to segue out. That's the agreement he made.
Many nations look to the Geneva process to resolve the Syrian conflict in a way that produces stability and gives the Syrian people the opportunity to determine their own political future. And our hope is Bashar al-Assad will not be a part of that future.
The United States and Russia have reached agreement on a ceasefire in southwest Syria, three U.S. officials said Friday, as President Donald Trump held his first meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The U.S. and Russia have been backing opposing sides of the Syrian war, with Moscow supporting Syria President Bashar al-Assad and Washington supporting rebels who have been fighting Assad. Both the U.S. and Russia oppose the Islamic State group in Syria. Now, that's AP lying right there. I've interviewed the folks that briefed Congress, both on air and off air, some of them generals, some of them colonels, you know, Colonel Schaefer. 98% of them are al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, Wahhabist. They're Sunni. They are backed by Saudi Arabia. They are the group. And so when you hear the U.S. has been backing...
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. Got a hold of me. I opened up a little old lady. I held a blind to see. I got no friends, but they read the papers. They can't be seen.
Done now. But I thought now's the time to release some big chunks of it this week, because we can, in the aftermath, show her destroy. And I told her at the end of the interview, I said, I know this is a hit piece. I know you lied to me, and you will be destroyed. You will be defeated. And she laughed at me, and I said, keep laughing. You know you're not going to have a job soon. And then she got basically tears in her eyes. And I know behind the scenes that she's been crying. She's a total basket case. And, you know, I feel sorry for her. She's a mercenary that they sent up against the resistance. I I could have been in a coma and the public would have been for me. I didn't do that good a job. I'm all about the truth. I didn't do a very good job. I shouldn't have let her in here for 12 hours. I was tired at night, but they still edited together to make me look like a bumbling idiot. And it blew up in their face galactic style, and now they admit what Cernovich said weeks after, that the word is she's gone. And what Cernovich said from his sources that night from NBC was they're looking for her exit. Well, now, weeks later, the word is she's bye-bye. And it's not about being vindictive to Megyn Kelly. But she thinks that she gets paid $18 million a year by NBC to run around doing hatchet jobs on America, that people aren't going to hate her? Of course no one watches the show. Of course Dateline had 10 million viewers when she started. A week later, 7.5, then 5, then 3.3, then 2, 2 million. They've lost 8 million of their viewers in 6 weeks because people are sick of the globalists. They're sick of Hollywood. They're sick of celebrity-type talk show hosts like her. They want teleprompter-free. They want raw. They want real. Speaking of real, Mike Cernovich is riding shotgun with us this hour, into the next, if you'd like. We're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. First-time callers on any subject I've raised. CNN, in scores of reports. When I saw it, I said, this can't be real. When Paul Watson tweeted it yesterday morning, he put his tweet up on screen for TV viewers. And I went, and there it was. Their headline that the protests were all peaceful and loving and good. Here it is. Hamburg, an eclectic and international mix of demonstrators peacefully tramped through the streets of Hamburg on Saturday. They'd been rioting and burning the city since Wednesday. Now, I've got tons of news. I'm not going back to this for lack of news. Then I went to CNN's main website. It was all positive except one article about burning cars and looting at the bottom, contradicting all the other articles saying they were angels. Why would they lie like this? I think to condition us, they've been caught lying. They have a 6% trust rate, according to AP. So why not try to, like, go so deceptive you become like a cartoon character? When everybody knows that Yosemite Sam lies, that he's treacherous, but he's still funny. And so it's like they're becoming the knight that went meep. Maybe we can cue that up later from the Knights of the Holy Grail, where he's going through the forest. This guy comes over and says, I want you to buy me a shrubbery, or I'm going to kill you. And he says, okay, I'll buy a shrubbery. He goes, I want 20 shrubberies. You know, it's a classical thing once you start paying somebody off. And I want a lot of bushes and trees. And he goes, no, that's it. Cuts his leg off. He goes, oh, it's merely a flesh wound. Cuts the other leg off. Cuts the arms off. But he refuses to admit he's been beaten. So Mike Cernovich is a smart cookie, filmmaker, producer, best-selling author, researcher, more than 10 million views a week just on his videos. It's got to scare CNN. He's got the CFR doing hit pieces on him. He'll be joining us soon here. He already once a week hosts an hour, but in the next month he'll be on several hours every day. I want to get his take on that. The Democrats doubling down, saying Hillary and Obama and Pelosi will lead the midterm election push against Trump. You couldn't ask for something better. Well, I guess Linda Sorcerer is even worse, calling for jihad. She's like the new pet Gloria Steinem of feminism, pushing genital mutilation. It's like it's satire. It's like Kurt Vonnegut is having a hallucination and writing all this and has CNN as the joke. We've got CNN caught hiring Al-Qaeda correspondent. You can't make that up, Infowars.com. You've got Comey admittedly now caught perjuring himself and lying with classified memos. They now admit were classified. This is incredible. Mainstream media admits that. We've got the Pope saying the U.S.-Russia alliance is dangerous and that our countries are evil. This is from a guy leading the pedophile takeover of the Catholic Church. We've got just insanity this hour into the next. We've got British man 21 makes history by giving birth to baby daughter. When I read the headline in AP, Reuters, The Sun, I said, it'll be a woman that thinks she's a man that had a baby. And sure enough, it was, because they haven't produced artificial wombs that work properly. They still got to use cows to grow humanoids and clones. So it's a woman that thinks she's a man that had sex with a man. She had a baby, but they say it's a man. It's fraud. It's not that I hate mentally ill people. I mean, you know, if somebody wants to go be a woman or be a tranny, you know, if it's a gay guy and wants to go pick up more guys, you want to go get breast implants and doll your hair up, knock yourself out. I'm all for freedom. But if you really think you're a man and you're a woman and you go and have a baby, now let's show the baby bump, and then the media runs with it that a man had a baby. No, a woman had a baby. A woman had a baby. A woman had a baby. A woman, a woman, a woman. Just like male and female whales, male and female rabbits, male and female praying mantises, male and female bass, male and female tigers. This is mass mental illness saying that you're biologically a man when you're a woman and you got a uterus. Again, it's like the South Park piece where he thinks he's a dolphin. So Mike Cernovich chronicling the globalist. What are they doing? I know they're trying to instill mass mental illness. They admit that in the WikiLeaks and their white papers. But what is CNN doing going next level? Everything is like fake news where they say no one would shake Trump's hand. And then they edit it to look like no one shook his hand when everybody was actually chasing him, begging to be close to him, climbing over themselves. And he was just shunning them, wearing his American flag pin while everybody else was wearing G20 pins. What is CNN doing, Cernovich?
Man, I think about that all the time, actually. You mentioned being in like a Kurt Vonnegut hallucination. I feel like we're in a video game now because what is happening is really too absurd to believe. Every day, more fake news. CNN hiring Al-Qaeda, right? Literally funding terrorism. And of course, you reported on that story like 2 or 3 years ago. I love how these people breaking news, big scoop, and then they talk about something that you had talked about a long time ago. And then, of course, the white helmets are ISIS. That maybe people have learned the truth about the white helmets in a year or two. You know, who knows? But it's become so absurd that I honestly, and this doesn't happen often, I can't figure out their angle. It doesn't make any sense what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, everybody sees burning cities, 475 cops, some of them fighting for their lives, citizens burn up, fighting for their lives, total carnage. The city looks like it just got bombed by B-2 bombers, and they're on the news saying it was totally peaceful.
Yeah, that's the whole point. We can now, with your own eyes, you can contradict what you say there. They go, oh, it was a peaceful protest, even though Hamburg was burning. You couldn't tell the difference between Hamburg and Syria. It was one and the same now. The whole Chris Calizzi or whatever, he's the guy who said we couldn't talk about Hillary's health, by the way. One thing that they're not counting on is for people to have a long memory. So the same guy who said we can't talk about Hillary's health tweeted out a GIF where it looked like the First Lady of Poland wasn't shaking Trump's hand, when what had happened is she had went to shake the First Lady's hand, and then she turned over and shook Trump's hand. And you're thinking, how stupid are these people? I couldn't get away with stuff like my own followers, the people who like me, if I posted that.
My family, if I told lies like this on air, would disown me.
Yeah. Yeah, our listeners and viewers and readers would never allow that. So I'm like, wait a minute, this guy, he's lying. This is fraud. And this
I'll tell you what they're doing, Cernovich. They know they've been caught. They're trying to condition us to accept it. We are being conditioned. They're titrating it to just accept it. I think they're trying to normalize it. And the news is it's not working.
Right. I mean, even the president of Poland had to say, man, you're lying.
He called it fake news.
A lie. It isn't a bias anymore. I used to believe that the media was just biased. You know, hey, because I'm biased. I'm pro-Trump. If I hear something bad about Trump, I'm not going to believe it as likely as I would something bad about Hillary. That's called being a human being. But everybody who reads me knows that. Don't come to me for the really nasty stuff on Trump. People get it. But that is just outright fabrication. That's just a lie. That is visual evidence saying that you're a fraud. It isn't about bias.
It's like trying to be caught. That's what I'm saying. They're telling lies now that are, it's like if a Palestinian stabs three police officers and kills one and then gets shot, they'll say, Israeli shot a Palestinian and killed him today, and then not even mention that they stabbed somebody.
Well, you raise a good point, actually. Maybe the CNN is like the cheating spouse and this is a cry for help. Maybe they want to get caught lying because that's the only way that they can really.
Sure, exactly. That's the criminology. You're taking it one further. They're psychopaths first are very careful about their murders. Then they get more and more reckless, taunt the police, send in letters saying you can't catch me. That's it, Cernovich. You did it. You figured it out. It is a cry for help. You did it. It is the last stages of total mental illness. A cry for help. That's it. CNN is crying for help. Man, and so are all the liberal trendies. We'll be back to talk about a lot more of Mike Cernovich. Stay with us.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-370-8599. That's 1-800-370-8599. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
But what the gambler doesn't know, my friends, the gambler understands. You got to play it through, ladies and gentlemen. We'll just keep winning again and again. Again and again. Again. Gotta love the resurgence of America and all the bravado, all the chutzpah, all the arrogance all the mentally ill energy of the robber barons and the globalists are now imploding. I've got a huge story we're going to cover when we start the next segment that I want to thank Daria, who is actually off today, for calling up and pointing out, because I meant to get to it, but I had it buried here in my stack. In fact, maybe you guys can print me those articles again. I may have taken them to my office. It's pretty amazing. I'm going to wait till the start of the next segment to get to that. This is just incredible. But getting back to Mike Cernovich, now part of the InfoWars team, Mike, Hillary is announcing she's going to frontline run the 2018 midterm elections. That also means Rob, of course, the contributions, many of them, as she always does, and that Pelosi is going to stay in, and that Obama's coming back to help as well. I mean, talk about arrogance. Even their own party wants them out, but they're in control. They're going to stay in control as their party becomes a coastal party. Everything they said was going to happen to the Republicans is now happening to them. Again, this is more of the mental illness, more of the self-destructiveness. But again, it's the bravado. It's the delusional behavior we see from people that were given what they had. The Clintons were given power by previous globalists. They're now in control. So it's a perfect scenario. Talk about spoiled brats being given daddy's business and running into the ground. That's what they've done.
Yeah, I love it. Everything that I'm watching happen, I'm loving, because while the media is pushing another Trump-Russia conspiracy theory about a 20-minute meeting Donald Trump Jr. had with some, you know, lawyer advocate or whatever, trying to make a big deal out of it, they have Pelosi in, they have Hillary Clinton, and then they have this Muslim Brotherhood guy, forget his name. I love it. When I'm watching the 2008 midterm election run-ups, the only thing that scares me is that Paul Ryan is such a coward and the GOP are so cucked that as bad as the Democrats are, do the Republicans really want to win, or do they just want to throw it? It's like pro wrestling at this point. Paul Ryan doesn't want to win. He's just the bad guy or whatever in the script, and it's all fake. So my only concern is that the GOP doesn't want to actually win in the midterms, which is why the Patriots are going to have to unite, and we're going to have to run our own primary campaigns and get people out of the Republican
Party. Well, that was my next point. As soon as you finish, I threw it to you. I was going to say, because it's true. I mean, we're on the same page. It's reality. The enemy is the Republican establishment. The Democrats are self-destructing. They don't even know who the president is. Pelosi, like 12 times in the last few months, has said that George W. Bush is still in office. She doesn't know what planet she's on. They want a mental test on Trump. How about a test on her, as you've said? I mean, it'll definitely show she's got serious neurological problems. Same thing with Maxine Waters. They're the ones screwing themselves in the ground like Rumpelstiltskin. The problem is blue-eyed psycho, talk about white devil, Paul Ryan and the Republican establishment. They are capable criminals. They're the ones killing the repeal of Obamacare. They're the ones killing tax cuts that are going to kill the Trump recovery. So they are enemy number one.
Yeah, they're trying to sabotage them. The 2020 thing is, right now everything's so unpredictable that it's hard to know what will happen in 2020. The 2018 midterms, though, you're going to really see a lot of people run against the primary challengers. You're going to have a lot of incumbents and Republicans facing the new opposition of people. I've been contacted by a lot of people, you know, vets, business people, people at all levels, moms. There are a lot of people who want to run. And what I'm going to do as we head towards 2018 is pick 5 or 10 districts where there's a good chance we can Eric Cantor, an establishment cuck Republican, and then I'm going to actually go on the campaign trail and help these people run their primary campaigns. I mean, Roger Stone, for example, might be helping Omar Navarro, who's running against Maxine Waters. How powerful would that be? We should have Roger, you know, talk about what that would look like. So there are these upstart contenders out there, and then people like Roger, experienced political operatives, people like me, experienced the media. We're going to be getting involved in laying out the blueprint to win.
This is an incredible time to be alive. And again, if we can just get the Republican establishment out of the way, we're going to win. If Trump can get his tax cuts and repeal Obamacare, as he said, just repeal it, which shows he's for real, that will kickstart the global economy and this recovery will stick. If it doesn't, though, I think by winter we could see things downturn and things could get really, really nasty. The good news is voters have said in studies they're going to blame the Republican establishment, not Trump, if this recovery fails. We'll talk more with Mike Cernovich and give you the big news On the other side, wait till you hear this. The elite are really hitting the panic button. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And here's President Trump piloting an F-14 taking out the enemy globalist.
Yeah. I run, I win.
You're fired. Get out of here.
It's been my fridge.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Highway to the Danger Zone. Mike Cernovich is our guest. We're going to be taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Cernovich financed the Red Pill that is one of the top videos on Amazon and on Netflix, you name it. I know because they show the top grossing ones and the top ones getting watched, you know, at the front. Of the page, most popular. I saw Red Pill last night when I was watching a documentary with my wife. I noticed that Red Pill was up there. So that is a film that Cernovich has produced. We've ordered a bunch of them. They're coming in. I'm going to sell them on DVD. But that's just an example of what Cernovich is doing. I myself have also financed films like Loose Change and others. I meant to get back into it. But he's doing a Kickstarter program for a film called Hoaxed, exposing mainstream media lies. Will one of these films save the world? No, but all of them together will win the cultural revolution against the globalist. And it shows how Amy Schumer, they had to remove the STAR program rating system from liberal comedy people because they're so unpopular. They leave it for other folks. So it just shows how we're winning in the marketplace of ideas. A feminist sets out to make a feminist film, finds out it's all bull, makes a film about how men are being oppressed and disenfranchised by design, and it becomes one of the number one films of the year. And Cernovich is now going to do another kickstart to fund another film. And some will say, well, if a film's doing so well, you don't need money. Not with Hollywood, not with these big distributors, folks. I've had films that sell a million DVDs and are on in theaters, and then I didn't get any money. That's how Hollywood operates. You just don't get paid. But it doesn't matter. You still affect massive change and have a giant effect. I call it a million. It was a lot of DVDs and a lot of paid downloads. And by the time they're done, you don't hardly get anything. But a new Kickstarter for Hoaxed, we'll tell you about that, get into some other news in a moment. Speaking of funding operations, we sell water filtration, high-quality storable foods, non-GMO heirloom seeds, books, videos, films, the new film, The Good American, about the NSA and William Binney, so amazing. That's on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, so it's not just on the cloud, but you digitally have a high-quality DVD. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And you've got amazing nutraceuticals like DNA 4 sold out for close to 6 months, now back in stock with the true organically produced BioPQQ, CoQ10, and everything else. This is top of the line, 4.8 stars out of hundreds and hundreds of third-party reviews, deep research, patented ingredients, 170-plus studies. It is amazing. Let me tell you briefly about DNA 4, because it is so exciting, and I just hope that people will research it for themselves. A limited supply of DNA Force is finally back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off retail price. Our highly advanced DNA Force formula has been sold out for months due to the worldwide shortage of raw ingredients that has drastically affected our ability to manufacture this formula. Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse. As we do have thousands of listeners on the waiting list to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and they also get a discount when they sign up for AutoShip of 10%, we are once again expected to sell out very soon, especially with 20% discount. And when it comes to a formula that is a game-changing as DNA Force, we know when we will not know when we'll be able to secure an additional supply. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, enzymes, systemic enzymes, na-a-lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 800 reviews have given DNA Force a unheard-of 4 out of 8 stars, 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency Power Reviews. Take advantage of this new limited shipment. Get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And we have free shipping for the month of July. I've extended it on top of that and 30 to 40% off on many of the other nutraceuticals like Brain Force, like X2, Survival Shield, Z Shield, and so much more. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, support our local affiliates and local sponsors or become a sponsor. Now, I'm like a rabid dog today. I'm so hyped up. Mike, I want to get into your Kickstarter program and this new film that you've, because you know how to pick the winners. I've seen that with a lot of films you've helped finance. But before we do that, putting a book in on what we were earlier talking about, then I'm going to get into this huge media news that we haven't hit yet, and then calls. Where do you see this crying out for help with CNN telling bigger and more obscene lies as liars? All they know how to do is intensify what they're doing. I think your theory in criminology is proven accurate in observation in the field. CNN is mentally ill, crying out for help, the equivalent of someone going into dementia, rubbing feces on their face.
Yeah, the cry for help, CNN cry for help is for sure, because, again, what we were talking about earlier, it isn't merely that people who work at CNN have a bias. It's a natural human impulse to be biased. They are now fabricating stories that can be refuted within a second by objective, verifiable evidence. That tells me that they clearly must be mentally ill, or they feel so conflicted that they're thinking, maybe if I just lie big enough, my bosses will let me tell the truth. Maybe Jeff Zucker and the other people who own me will let me tell the truth. If I just get caught again, I'll be punished, and they want to be punished and disciplined and put in their place.
And it's a mix of that. Zucker, admittedly, we've got three Veritas videos at the highest levels, tells him lie, tells him try to start World War III. He thinks they're making money off of it, which isn't even really true. He's been ordered to do it. And it's a rearguard action for him. He's telling the old-time Warner executives, yeah, we're kicking Trump's butt. He's just following orders, and they're just soldiers following orders to lie, and so the lies aren't working, so just intensify. I mean, I think that's it, is you've got the globalists that are somewhat disconnected. But even if Harvard Law Journal and Harvard Magazine, as you showed the other day, and the Financial Times of London, and all these admit globalism's falling apart, everybody hates it, the tide is going out, so they seem to start getting it at the top. I mean, do you think we're entering a phase where they may understand now that nothing they can do will put their new world order together again?
Well, at the top, here's what I think is happening, is people like Jeff Zucker are just legitimately evil people. He's the kind of person who, when the lights go out and the doors are shut in the soundproof room, you know, you can only imagine what is happening in those soundproof rooms that they install in their houses and whatnot. But the people like Chris Colizzo, who spread gifs that are fake, I think he feels so disgusted by what he has to do for Jeff Zucker, but he's got to make a living. So in his mind, he thinks, well, I mean, I have to have a job. I have to make a living. Well, I'm just going to lie so much in such obvious ways that I'm going to have to be fired, and I'll be free from this hell that CNN is. That's my theory about the individual people. They want to be free from the hell of Jeff Zucker, and that is why they're just lying. That's why CNN fabricated a story. Three guys fabricated a story about Anthony Scaramucci. Total lie. They wanted to get fired because they're tired of having to lie.
And they say that in the videos. They say Trump isn't with the Russians. It's all made up. It's Hillary that's with her. But we're ordered to do it. We feel sorry for Trump. I mean, it's true. We're on a witch hunt against him. It's all made up. They know about the WikiLeaks. They know what evil old globalists they work for.
Yeah, exactly. So they're conflicted. That's why they're spreading the fake news.
And by the way, you told me this, and I've talked to them as well. A lot of these big reporters hate their jobs. They know it's all lies.
Well, most of them do. That's why they watch InfoWars and stuff, mainly because they want to learn how to build their own brand and go off on their own and not have to work for people like Jeff Zucker. I mean, just look at – if you take – I mean, let's talk about CNN, for example. They had a pedophile on their show, Jacob Schwartz, a Bill de Blasio employee, went on to CNN with Chris Cuomo to talk about how Russians and racism stole the election. There's a picture of him with Brooke, something or other. So CNN is a platform of pedophiles. They have never disavowed this Jacob Schwartz, who they had on their show to talk about Russia. So if they're welcoming pedophiles onto their show, what can we expect?
And let's expand. CNN silent on claims it hired Al-Qaeda correspondent. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson, get this article out, folks. Left-wing website exposed news network for paying correspondents to pal around with terrorists. CNN is refusing to respond to the claim it hired a correspondent who worked and sympathized with Al-Qaeda, jihadists in Syria. Left-wing website, Alternate Documents House, star CNN correspondent Clarissa Ward worked with Al-Qaeda media man Bilal Abdul Karim to gain access to her heroes on the ground. Well, I mean, I had CNN reporters on a decade ago and 5 years ago who were being paid in the productions, hundreds of thousands per piece by Qatar, Bahrain, and others to go do PR pieces on how genocide was good. CNN's been doing pay-to-play forever.
Yeah, well, but let's just think of the evil, because a lot of people think we're playing up the evil. We've now found that if you're a pedophile and you want to complain about Russia, Chris Cuomo will have you on his show. And Chris Cuomo, by the way, tweeted out that it's bigoted for a man to not want his underage daughter
to be in a shower alone with a man in his wing.
A lot of times when I talk, this is why I tell people.
He is a sexualization of children cheerleader. He needs to be investigated.
That's what I say is, when I talk to people, I don't need to smoke marijuana. The reality is so weird that you're like, wait a minute, a CNN anchor said that an underage girl is, her dad is a bigot if he doesn't want his underage girl to have a penis in her face in a locker room, and they have a pedophile on their show, and they're giving Al-Qaeda filmmakers money? Like, this is all happening.
And they funded the Arab Spring and cheerleaded when churches were being blown up. Anderson Cooper, when they were blowing the churches up and murdering everybody in Egypt 5 years ago, and they were cheerleading the murder of the government in Libya and the fall of it, Al-Qaeda taking over, and cheerleading the invasion of Syria. I mean, these people really are truly evil.
That's the thing. It's true sociopathy, cheerleading all of the evil that has happened. They're now inciting violence against Trump supporters domestically. Fake news is causing domestic terrorism. I offered Brian Stelter $100,000 for charity. Maybe you want to match it. I said if he'll wear a MAGA hat and walk through New York with a GoPro for 2 hours and live stream what happens, I'll donate $100,000 to charity because he claims being a journalist is so dangerous. Well, I'll go wear a CNN hat and I'll walk all around New York. Think nothing of it. I'll go wear a CNN hat. So will Brian Stelter, for $100,000 for charity, put on a Make America Great Again hat and walk around with the GoPro and live?
Because the truth is, their supporters are crazed losers whose identity is invested in the fake media and who get violent when they see a Trump supporter. I've experienced it for myself on a weekly basis where they come over and scream at you and call you Hitler, and they're literally mentally ill. They are the biggest idiots. I want to go to these phone calls, but I want to get into your Kickstart thing as well. We're going to go to Vicious, Ryan, Jeff, Montoya, Joe, and others here in a moment, 800-259-9231. And then I'm going to get into, wait for this, folks, New York Sun, New York Times, Bezos, Slim, and Buffett, sounds like gangsters, doesn't it? Publicly pleading poverty, ask Congress for help with their newspapers, the New York Sun reports. News outlets to seek bargaining rights against Google and Facebook. They want to be able to shut down basically alternative news and be able to force their stories into the top everywhere and, I guess, control it. And they're asking for help. Google and Facebook continue to gobble up the digital advertising market, siphoning away revenue that once paid the quality journalism that Google and Facebook now offer for free. They're gaining increasing control over digital distribution, so newspapers that once delivered their journalism with their own trucks increasingly have to rely on these big online platforms to get their articles up in front of people, fighting for attention alongside fake news. I love another mainstream paper calling competition, like us showing CNN telling you there were no riots. We show you the riots in Hamburg. They're calling us fake news websites that lift their content and cat videos. And they want cat videos delisted and all competition delisted to force feed their garbage. And it says that they're going to Google and Facebook to help them support and force feed their advertising and their papers and make everyone click on their ads. So they're threatening antitrust against Google if they don't go along with them. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Mike Cernovich.
Well, they can't win in the free market. That's what they're learning. I mean, if you think about it, if you're a child rapist like Roman Polanski and you rape a 13-year-old girl after drugging her, Meryl Streep will say you're a good man and clap for you and say it's terrible that you're being deprived. And they'll fund your movies.
But the internet won't.
Dollars. Yeah, they want to fund the pedophiles' movies. But then, and then they claim, oh, there's a free market in Hollywood. No, because there's an elite group of financiers who are part of that cabal of pedophiles who support people like Roman Polanski. I mean, if you ever want to watch a Hollywood director run away from you, I have them try to troll me on Twitter because they're jealous of my success and my celebrity, even though I don't even care about that kind of stuff. I just want to make America great. I go, hey, why don't you do a documentary on the underage casting couch in Hollywood? Block. They run. That is like to a...
Let me explain this. This is why I said Red Pill being one of the top films is such a salmon story swimming upstream and makes them so upset. They're trying to force-feed feminism, force-feed Amy Schumer, force-feed it. It's being rejected with one star everywhere. They're in full panic mode. It makes Gamergate look like nothing. And then meanwhile, though, you go to the front page of Google. You go to the front page of Facebook. You go to the front page of YouTube. You go to the front page of Twitter. They're already force-feeding Hollywood and force-feeding mainstream news. They've already delisted InfoWars off Google News. The contract you got, they admitted, was real. Millions of dollars to delist InfoWars by Google hiring contractors. So despite all the force feeding, Cernovich, they're still panicking, asking for us to totally be blocked from the marketplace of ideas. Don't they understand the Streisand effect?
Yeah, and we're also, the blockchain is moving towards an uncensorable internet. So within a couple of years, they won't even be able to ban us from the internet. There'll be social media companies on the blockchain. That's why the media doesn't want people to know about Bitcoin. You know, they call Bitcoin a scam and everything like that. There's so many things that are working against the hegemony of the Hollywood University media pedophile complex. They can't take it. A great poll came out today showing that people now, especially Republicans, view higher education as a complete and total scam, nothing but an indoctrination factory. So people are waking up, and this is, again, the backlash. That is why Bill Gates finally said, oh, this migration stuff, wait. Because Bill Gates, he might be an evil person, but he's also calculating, and he realized we went too far too fast, and we should have calmed down a little bit. We shouldn't have completely tried to enslave people. We shouldn't have the rapes and everything are what changed it all. Is
and they failed. Austria's put troops on the border. Hungary and Romania got demonized first, then Poland, but now Western Europe's putting troops on the border because it is literally insane asylum. Muslims running around, blocking roads, raping, killing, slaughtering. They're having to cancel outdoor events. They're banning Oktoberfest because the Muslims see you drinking in public and flip out over German women running around with big giant beer mugs. Sounds like heaven. We'll be right back with your phone calls and the Kickstarter program of Mike Cernovich. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Spread that link. It's an act of rebellion.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't feel
on your phone calls with Mike Cernovich here in just a moment. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour to take your calls. But before I do that, one of the crew members just made a really good point. In fact, when I saw this morning, I thought the exact same thing, but then didn't ever come in and make that point. That's why it's good to take your calls. It's good for the crew to make points, because we've all got to brainstorm every angle of this. Why is Bezos, probably the richest man in the world, owner of Amazon, Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin, and Warren Buffett, three of the top five richest men in the world, calling for Google to front place their articles and force feed their stories that nobody is looking at or reading, and arguing that Google's getting all the advertisement and so they're falling apart? That is a threat. Their subsidiaries in Europe through the EU have Merkel and have Macron openly with these $50 million and $100 million fines, biggest fines in history, basically intimidating Google, Facebook, and others into sharing the market with other globalists and censoring the free press. So Google and Facebook are already being censored for not doing enough censoring in Europe. It's already draconian. It's already horrible. But they want it more intense. Then once they've done it in Europe, they're well-trained at doing it here. And so basically other major billionaires like Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, and got $600 million from the CIA to engage in propaganda from Obama before he left office, they're weighing in now with their intimidation in a hostile takeover of Google and Facebook. So there's no honor amongst thieves, but that's where all of this is going. Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, man, there's so much going on. I mean, Chelsea Clinton, who stole money from Haitian orphans for her wedding dress. You know, the media pretends like that never happened. And she's on Twitter crying about Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump. The DNC, man, they've learned nothing. It is mind-blowing to me that they've learned nothing from their loss. But it's fun watching them fail spectacularly. It's fun watching, for example, Carlos Slim. If we want to talk about foreign influence in the media, why don't we talk about how one of the big owners of the New York Times, he owns 18% of the company, Carlos Slim. He could send the 401ks and the pensions of every New York Times reporter into the garbage by selling his stock. But they claim, oh, he has no influence on it. They don't want to talk about it. I watched a documentary this weekend, Propaganda, which tried to make Peter Thiel look bad, called Nobody Speak. But all it did was made Peter Thiel look like a great guy, right? But in the movie, they go, oh, isn't it a terrible thing? Sheldon Adelson bought the Las Vegas Review. And I go, well, wait a minute. If money by billionaires and media is such a problem, why is nobody talking about Carlos Slim, a Mexican who owns the New York Times? They want to pretend it doesn't happen. They don't put disclosures in every article and say, well, our biggest shareholder, Carlos Slim, our owner, is going to make a ton of money if we have open borders because of the phone calls that go back and forth, right? Because he's a telecom monopolist. There's never any kind of disclosure like this.
That's right. You never learned that Carlos Slim made $10 billion plus, last time I checked, of his money off U.S. taxpayers administering the stupid Obama phone. Pure profit. Unbelievable. It's incredible. We're going to go to break, come back, and go to Vicious, Ryan, Jeff, Montoya, Joe, and others. And then at the next segment, Mike Cernovich is going to tell you about his Kickstarter campaign. Very excited for a new film, Hoaxed. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so good to see that people like Mike are taking action, because I've been so busy. I haven't made a documentary in 6 years. I'm glad to see him out there slaying it. Hour number three coming up. Please spread the word. You are the power of the InfoWar. Please spread the word.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very...